Every team that plays in a major championship and falls short of the title is left wondering what could have been. The Moose Jaw Ice took that to another level at the Softball Canada U15A National Championship this past week in Brandon. After splitting their first two games, the Ice took a 7-4 win over Équipe du Québec in their opening outing Friday, but then ran into tough times, losing their next two contests in walk-off fashion, first falling 5-4 to the host Westman Magic and then dropping a 9-8 extra inning decision to the Cloverdale Fury out of BC. That dropped the Ice to fourth place in their pool and a spot in the 4th-5th place consolation round, where they'd lose their first game 5-2 to the St. Albert Angels to bring their tournament to an end. There was some good news for the local crew, though. Third baseman Gracelyn Blanchard was named the tournament's top infielder at the award ceremony on Saturday afternoon. Moose Jaw 7, Quebec 4. The Ice used steady and regular offense to get the job done in their third round-robin game, scoring runs in each of the first and second innings before a three-spot made it 5-2 through 3. They'd lead 7-2 heading into the bottom of the seventh, where they'd give up a pair of runs, a harbinger of what was to come later in the day. Charlize Hilmer was 2-for-2 with two runs scored, while Davy Clark was 2-for-4 and also crossed the plate twice, as did Taryn Friesen. Avery Garthus had a solid game, allowing two runs on four hits in 6 1/3. Chloe Girardier finished the game off, allowing two runs off a walk and hit. Westman 5, Moose Jaw 4. The Ice looked to be in good shape leading 4-1 after the top of the 6th inning, but Westman scored a pair in the bottom of the frame to get within 1 and then finished things off in the bottom of the 7th. It was a tough one for Garthus, as after back-to-back singles and a dropped third strike loaded the bases, the Magic would work a walk to bring home the winning run. No Ice batter had more than a single hit, with Kensington DeMasi finishing 1-for-2 with a run and two runs batted in. Friesen started the game and went 6 strong, allowing 3 runs on 7 hits while walking 3 and striking out 7. Cloverdale 9, Moose Jaw 8. The fact the game against the 4th-ranked BC representatives went as deep as it did was a product of a nifty comeback by the Ice, as a 6-run second inning saw Moose Jaw trailing 7-2 through 2. They'd get 3 back in the 3rd, though, and then found a way to tie the game in the 7th when Blanchard doubled home Tara Bell and then scored herself when Clark hit a 2-out double. The extra inning didn't go Moose Jaw's way, though, as despite picking up 1 in the top of the 8th, Cloverdale would get back-to-back base hits and would take the 1-run win. Blanchard had an outstanding game offensively, going 3-for-4 with a home run, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored and 5 RBI. Bell was perfect at the plate with a 4-for-4 showing that included 2 doubles and 3 runs scored, and Clark was 3-for-4 with an RBI. Clark started the game and was bit by an untimely error that led to 6 of the 7 runs she allowed over 2 innings being unearned. She'd give up 9 hits and strike out a pair. DeMasi was solid in relief, giving up a single run while scattering 7 hits over 5 innings, but was unable to finish things off in the 8th. St. Albert 5, Moose Jaw 3. A pair of St. Albert pitchers held Moose Jaw to a pair of runs on 5 hits in their 4th-5th place consolation round game. No Moose Jaw batter had more than a single hit, with Blake Malte and Friesen scoring their only runs on hits by Bell and Clark. Friesen started the game and allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 8 hits while striking out 3 in 3 innings. Garthus finished things off in style, holding St. Albert to only 2 hits over the final 3 innings.